I'm gonna. Oh.
18.
Okay, so
is it 18?
What?
Is it episode 18?
Yeah, I think it. Is it?
18.
I like it. Sorry, I was just gonna say I'm in a grumpy mood today.
I'm Neil Bentley and I can do ball aches.
What?
We were just discussing work and stuff and I just caught onto that sentence. Okay.
So I'm going to get a t-shirt now that says...
I can do ball aches.
Yeah, okay. We both didn't sleep very well last night.
You did?
No, I didn't sleep that
you
well.
You just said I had a cracking night's sleep last night.
When did I say that?
I said, because this is what you do when you're married. If one of you's had a bad night's sleep, the other one will try and outdo them and go, well, mine was worse.
Well, yeah, that's you.
No, that's a married couple. You do it. If I say I've had a bad night, you go, oh, well, I did this and I rolled over and I hurt myself. And
Right.
But the rain woke me up and then I got anxious. So I just stayed up.
So should we just have a sleep and then come back and do this podcast?
Can we? But you won't us because you're weird in the day.
No, we're going to work. The day is for working and living. The night is for sleeping.
Well, it doesn't happen, so.
God. I was working last night and I met some people. And I met this lady who walked over to me and said the worst thing ever.
Oh, my God.
So she...
Do I need to shank a bitch?
No, not at all. No. She was really talking about herself, but it kind of went across to me and my age and stuff.
Okay.
So she wasn't feeling very confident to have a photo taken, right? So we were doing this thing with a photo booth sort of thing on an influencer background in the middle of Mayfair in London. Aren't I cool? And this lovely lady who I know came across and she was like, no, I can't do this. And I said, come on, you look great. Come over in front of the board and I'll take a photo and we'll print it out. And she said, no, there's no way I'm doing it. She said, you know, once you get to, you know, just over 50.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh, no.
Get ready for this.
No, what's coming?
She went, once you get just over 50, you have all sorts of confidence problems. And I was like, but you look great. Everything's cool. You don't look over 50. Well, it's funny because like me and my mate say that between the ages of 50 and 60 something, anything can kill you. Anything can kill you. And I went, sorry, what? She went, yeah. And she was totally serious, right? It wasn't a joke. She went, yeah, anything can get you. Like, you know, the smallest of ailments could actually knock you off. It's the scariest period of your life. And I'm going, fucking what? I'm 48. I'm on the cusp of dying from anything. And you're actually, I don't feel confident to take your picture right now.
Are you only just there?
What do you mean?
Did it take her comment to say that?
Well, I don't think about
it. I have been panicking about this since I was 35 and my cells don't renew as well as they did.
Oh, your cells do renew now. Now you're going to Harley Street
Skin Clinic.
Well,
this is the whole thing. This is the whole thing. But again, wankers. Look at us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We had a really nice compliment from Mike Allen, didn't we, about us not being...
Oh, yeah, with that and review.
We're being right wankers already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. These two are so lovely on the podcast.
So you must normal.
Listen. They're so normal.
Anyway, I went to Harley Street yesterday. And we talked about how it's not just about looking young. It's about you've got to be young... cell-wise from your cells.
Okay.
They stop renewing as well at 35 and every time they renew, they're just a little bit shitter.
Well, look, let's go back about this anxious thing about...
Yeah, but I can't believe you've only just realised that we could die now. We're like old people.
Yeah, but listen, right? I don't want this to be dark, but anyone can die at any moment. Right?
Correct.
Right? You see it in the news,
it doesn't matter how many times you cell renew. If you step in front of a fucking bus...
Yeah, or you do something which you shouldn't have, like go down to look at the Titanic, you can die at 19.
Mm.
Really, really sad story, right? But I just don't seem, I don't want to think about it. And this is me all over though, isn't it? If I don't, well, not with work, I always think about work, but with life stuff.
Oh, you won't go there.
If you don't think about it,
not going to happen.
Exactly. If you bury your head in the sand,
you will never get buried.
There you go. Perfect. Even though I was watching that episode of Not Going Out yesterday, which is called Coffin, and I was feeling very fucking claustrophobic. I could not watch that. I was like, is this going to finish soon? Is he going to get out of the coffin? If you haven't seen it, go and watch it. BBC iPlayer. Gee whiz.
Well, hopefully you won't know you're in one you're in one.
Yeah, but again, so just don't think about it, right?
And
don't think about anything. Carry on. I did that once with a polyinal sinus.
I remember, darling.
Yeah, it was this thing above my arse crack.
Let's just imagine it's there, and eventually it'll just go.
Well, yeah, it was
two operations later.
Exactly, ingrowing hair. And I was like, nah, it'll be fine, fine.
That was a proper sexy moment in our first dating years, wasn't it?
Neil, you're seeping blood out your crack. Yes, I am, actually, yes. It's fine. It'll be fine if I bury my head in the sand. Oh, well, I've cheered up because I was in a really shit mood before this, but talking about my ailments above my arse has made me feel better.
I thought this woman was going to say to you,
what?
You know, when you're in your early 50s, like you and I, Neil, I thought that's what you were going to say.
Oh, right. No. And to be honest, she doesn't look like she's in her early 50s. She's got nothing to worry about at all, apart from silent killers.
Mm.
Like what? What can kill me from 50 to 65?
Well, you know how Jack Daniels died, don't you?
Well, if I was Jack Daniels, I'd know how I'd die.
But he didn't die that way.
I would have drunk myself to death.
He stubbed his toe on a safe.
Oh, fuck off.
And it got gangrene and he died.
Fuck off.
It's true.
This is no way.
Yeah.
So hold on. So we're talking about as small as stubbing your toe.
Yeah, he stubbed it. Yeah, but this was 100 years ago though, Neil, when they didn't have antibiotics like they've got now.
When they had shitter toes.
They just put a leech on you.
Right,
drain
okay.
your blood.
Oh, so, okay.
I tell you what,
well,
when somebody's
what,
really poorly, let's drain their blood. That'll help.
I'd love to be that leech on Jack Daniels. free booze.
I'm helping you.
Yeah. Let me just bite your toe. So I was in a funny kind of space after that. I didn't really want to take anybody else's picture. I was like, I'm so close to this right now.
Did you have like a final destination moment where you were like, this camera could fall on me? Now she said...
Well, yeah.
You've got death creeping up behind you.
I've just now got to get back into my mindset of just...
It's not going to happen.
Well, no, it will. It's fine. I'll sort it out. I'll get back into that.
Baby won't sort it out.
Why?
I hate to tell you, but we're all going to die.
Oh, no, we're going to die. Yeah, I understand that. I don't want to talk about death, by the way. You know that's my worst thing.
Okay. Move on. Let's talk about Glastonbury.
Oh, yeah.
So the first thing, early on in the day, Becky Hill... Do you remember what you said? Because she was being quite energetic. She's quite a young lady. And she was like rolling about on the stage and that and like singing upside down. And you were I don't think I could get up from that move. Like, no shit, babe. You're nearly 50.
Yeah. Have you ever... Right.
She sort of sprang up, didn't she? Without even touching the floor. And apparently that is a really good...
No, she did touch the floor.
Yeah, but that's a really good way of realising how old you are. Because if you sit down on the floor without your hands and then try and get up not using your hands...
I was just going to say, when's the last time you sat on the floor to see how fast you could get back up again? Because I think that's a good test.
It is an actual test to see how old you are.
Because I have to roll over onto my all fours and then push myself up. I can't.
Do it now.
No.
Do it now. Go on.
Absolutely not doing it now.
Just do it now.
No, I'm not going to do it now.
Go on, it'd be hilarious.
No, I'm not going to do it now. But we'll.
Please,
no,
do it
I'm
now,
not going
right
to do it. No, I'm not.
I'll do it if you do it.
I don't want to
do
it today.
We'll both do it off mic now.
I don't want to fall on the floor and then try and get up. I'm quite happy on this seat. But yeah, that did. But Fatboy Slim was amazing.
Oh, amazing.
Absolutely amazing. What was brilliant about that Fatboy Slim set? Again, if you haven't seen this yet, then go across to BBC iPlayer.
That he was wearing a shirt from H&M.
Oh, which you said, yeah, that was the first thing you were like, oh, I'm going to buy you that shirt. I'm getting straight to eBay. It was like, no, just concentrate on what he's doing. And the funny thing is, obviously, I know what Fatboy Slim is doing because I know the software he uses and I know all that sort of stuff because that element is kind of taken away from me in
a way.
Did
you mention that you were a DJ?
No, it's a bit like magic. You know, when you see... You see someone doing magic, you go, I know how he's doing that. But no, I know what he was doing. He put so much work into before that set. I'm like Penn and Teller with DJs, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm sitting offside going, yeah, so can I just tell you about what you did there?
You're like, Paris Hilton, her thing isn't even on.
Yeah, but no, he did so much work before that set, and then the visuals and everything were just absolutely brilliant.
But
it was
actually
flawless.
On stage, he's not actually doing a great deal, is he? Because it's
not a massive amount, enough to keep it interesting.
Right.
But he all the work has gone in before that show, and it's a really, really clever thing that he does. And also because Norman Cook's been sober for many, many years now. I think he's really on it. Mm. And he's not been like one of my, in inverted commas, favorite DJs of all time. His productions have been brilliant, but he's not been one of those people that I absolutely love. But that seeing that set at the weekend, I have massive respect for what he did, and what the show he put together was just incredible. What also was quite interesting were the audience. Oh, was that you burping?
No, it was, you know, when you...
What happened with your throat there?
You know when your throat does that weird froggy thing?
Can that kill you? Can that kill you? Can froggy throat kill you?
I didn't have time to get away from the mic, but yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God, that was weird.
Okay. No, but the audience of the Fat Boy Slim set was really interesting. What?
Just laughing at my little frog.
Right. They were all... Well, they weren't all, but a very large majority of that crowd were 40s plus.
Oh, yeah, right? I saw much older people in that crowd, and they were loving
it. They were. There were some off their tits, and they were absolutely loving it. And it was kind of like, you know, it was proof that in your 40s, 50s, 60s, you can still party as much.
No, I think it's a generation thing. I think it's Generation X. I just don't, I think they just were cool. We're just cool, aren't we? Right. I only just nipped in there because I was nearly a millennial.
Right, okay, yeah.
But I think that's the generation that we were.
Okay.
I mean, we haven't really, the generation now, like my nephew is 21 nearly, and he's going to Milan to watch Fatboy Slim.
Yeah.
Because Fatboy Slim's still cool. Because we were cool, and it's still cool 20 years later.
Right.
How is it? It's not moved on. If you put the radio on now, it's all our fucking old songs redone, isn't it?
Fucking hell, you sound like my dad.
Oh, no, but it's true.
You sound like, when I started as a DJ, my dad said to me, you don't need all those records. I said, what? What do you mean? Well, you don't need all those records because you're only going to play, like, you're only going to play 10 of those records in that. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Well, you only need 10 or 12.
Well, he's not wrong.
Well, no, I need all those records.
Why?
It sounds terrible. The music of my generation, Neil, was much better. You have just done that.
Yeah,
you've
but
just
you know
become
what?
My dad.
Your dad was right, because what's wrong with your shoulder and back now because of your record
bags? Yeah, but
bags?
You can't... Right. Understand. Different world now. You can take it on a USB stick, but taking two bags of vinyl...
Why
on...
did you take all that shit out with you?
Because you never know. It's a bit like when I go to a restaurant. I don't know which one I'm going to go to. Should we go to that one? Choice. I love choice.
No.
Yes.
Choice is not good for you.
Yeah, choice is brilliant for
no,
me.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
It's not
it's
good,
really
for me.
Good for me.
It's not fucking good for me.
Yeah, choice. Choice is
Do you remember Paris?
No.
Do you remember Paris?
Oh,
what a wanker.
Hell. Right. Okay. Harley Street Skin Clinic. By the way, that was free. What else did we mention? Oh, Mayfair. That was a job.
Do you remember Paris, darling?
My nephew's going to Milan. He's just got more money than us. And Paris. Yeah, this is down to earth. This is a podcast for the people, ladies and gentlemen. A podcast for the people. What happened in Paris?
Just trying to find a restaurant.
Right.
And it was...
Do we go for a walk?
Just a bit.
Right.
To find the one that was the most suitable for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ordered the fucking seafood thing because you thought I'd like it and it was all alive.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Cool.
And we both sat there like random. English people going, that fucking muscle's moving. That, I think the only thing on top was a cooked prawn, and we both.
Can I just say that we've never talked to anybody that's ever had a live seafood before? I haven't.
I didn't think it was a thing.
Yeah,
no,
do you
all
think
the French,
it should have been a thing?
Well, the French people were laughing at us, so it was either.
Exactly.
Them
it was
to
either
kill us.
Not a thing. Yeah, exactly. It was either a thing or they were trying to kill us.
Mm.
So even that didn't kill us back in the day.
Rock hard.
One touch of an oyster.
I know.
At 51 and...
out of
you're
it.
Out.
Look at yeah. Michael Winner.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's rate some more people at Glastonbury. Okay, because we saw a few bits. So let me go through a list, right? Firstly, I must say, I'm never going to go to Glastonbury.
It'll kill you, babe.
I like the idea of camping in my garden, but I don't like the idea of camping in a site.
I like no camping.
Okay. Even glamping, which looked...
No.
But it looked okay,
don't
but it
want
was
any
well
of it.
Expensive. Right. Glastonbury. We watched it on the telly. Arctic Monkeys out of 10.
He's got a weird accent now and he looks like Richard Hammond.
Yeah, I saw those memes. They were good.
But, you know, Mardi Bum, da-da-da-da-da, and he's got a real northern accent in it.
Right.
He was singing it with like an American accent and it doesn't work.
Okay, so I mean, this is a full review.
He was going, Rehard.
I tell you what I didn't like about it, and it apparently was something to do with the fact that he had laryngitis earlier in the week. Right.
Yeah, it makes you very pretentious, doesn't it?
It makes you sound like a cock. But the bits between the songs where it just went dark and then it was nothing happening and then it went up to the second.
What, in Arctic Monkeys? Have you seen how he talks to the crowd as well?
No.
Like, at one point, because he doesn't say very much, he doesn't like go, Glastonbury, he doesn't do all that. And he finished the song and he just went, effective.
I did hear him say, like the title of another song, give me a name of a song.
You Look Good on the Dance Floor.
Yeah, right. Okay, this one's called You Look Good on the Dance Floor. I'm just like,
that's what he's like, effective.
Thanks ever so much. Yeah, but it just went dark and it just lost energy between the tracks. Out of 10, what are you going to give it?
7.
5.
Ooh.
5 for me. Right, we haven't seen Guns N' Roses yet. Have you seen
them?
No,
we haven't seen them.
But
apparently...
apparently that's a 1 out of 10. Apparently that's a 1 out of 10 and it was the Slash show anyway.
Oh, well, of course it would be.
And Axl... I did see some TikToks of Axl Rose afterwards on a private jet. How much shit has he put in his face?
Yeah, I know. And it's a real shame because I think he would have made a really attractive older man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But it's nah.
Okay, so we're going to go by proxy 1 out of 10 mm-hmm. for Guns N' Roses. And Rick Astley.
Now,
there's two parts of Rick Astley. There's Rick Astley on his own and then Rick Astley with the Blossoms. Did you see him with the Blossoms?
I did. And also... Has he not just gone full circle and he's like...
Oh, he's fucking cool,
he's
man.
He's cool. His outfits.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. No one tell Rick Astley that he's in that particular time of life where anything could kill him as well.
Don't make Rick Astley cry.
No, don't make... He doesn't need to know. But Rick Astley on his own was a good, solid kind of 8.
I'd say so.
I think. But with the Blossoms, I thought that was a 9.
Yeah, he was amazing.
Yeah, did all the Smiths covers... came out with his hair up, wore a kind of Morrissey suit.
Loved it.
It was really good and really fun. And Rick Astley, if you look at his story, he basically, when he was working at Stock Aitken and Waterman, the story goes that he was a T-boy and then he was really talented, did some stuff in there, did that original, Never Gonna Give You Up and did Cry for Help and stuff like that, but didn't want the fame. Now, if that's right, if that's the correct story, that's the reason why he kind of decided to turn his back on that industry for a while. Then all of a sudden came back, probably about, when would it be? 8 years, 7 years or 8 years ago?
I think so.
Because there was all that Rick Rolling stuff, wasn't there?
Yeah, he's funny as well though.
Yeah, he's funny, he's charming, he's a good looking guy. He's really, what?
He can rock a Mac.
Mate.
Like no one I've ever seen.
He's a super talented guy. He plays all of the instruments on some of his albums. And I just thought he was brilliant.
What a dark horse.
Yeah, exactly. And Foo Fighters love him.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Always brilliant.
Okay, who else are we going to go for? Let's leave Elton John for last.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who else do we see? Jacob Collier.
Oh, well, that was obviously brilliant for us because we love him.
Yeah, so Jacob Collier
Your mum and her boyfriend, not so keen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when they were listening to it, they were like, what's this about? But Jacob Collier is... a person I feel very close to, even though never met him, Why are you looking like that? Why?
You don't know him.
No,
Neil.
I don't know him, but I feel
you're
like
such a fangirl.
Fuck you. We've been there since the start with Jacob Collier.
Since he was a wee teenager.
And I feel like I've followed his career all the way through. No, I don't feel like his dad, but I feel... No, fuck it. I don't feel like his dad. It's cool, older brother, maybe. But
you'll be lucky to be his uncle.
But fuck off. Anyway, so I thought he was... I thought he was really good. I thought he just didn't do one song that I absolutely love. So I'm going to knock him down to a 9.
Okay, I think that's fair enough.
Yeah, but he is. If you've never checked out Jacob Collier, he's written some songs for Coldplay. Chris Martin loves him.
He's a savant.
He is a musical savant. He plays every instrument at elite level. I mean, elite level.
He is a genius.
It's
a bit eclectic sometimes.
Yeah, he is.
It's beyond my knowledge of music sometimes. And I go, that sounds weird. And you're like, no, that's what he plays, supposed to sound like.
Yeah, I mean, in the same way as there's ghost notes in drumming.
I don't get any of this.
He can play notes in between notes.
I can't even play chopsticks. So
yeah, he would play chopsticks in it, not the normal way, because normal way of playing chopsticks would be boring for Jacob Collier. He would play chopsticks in a fucking ridiculous way and then be like Mozart on chopsticks. But yeah, so let's go for 9 for that. Who else do we see? Who else do we put on? Maggie Rogers?
Oh, yeah.
I really like Maggie Rogers. Yeah. Maggie Rogers is a definite 8 for
me. She's cool.
Yeah. Who's she?
I don't know, but she's cool.
Yeah. She looks like totally normal as well.
Yeah.
I like Maggie Rogers.
I didn't see Lana Del Rey.
Okay.
Because she got cut short.
Okay. We're going to get pretty serious now. Sorry. Lewis Capaldi.
Oh, yeah. God, love him.
Yeah. Now, okay. If I'm going to be totally serious, if we didn't have Tate and we went back to our non-Tate days and I'd seen Lewis Capaldi, I think I would have been less forgiving of the situation.
Oh, I wouldn't have. Lewis Capaldi's gorgeous.
I'm not a massive Lewis Capaldi fan as in musically, right? But I would have gone, oh, well, you know, this is ridiculous, I'm just saying, like, I don't like the person that I potentially was back then when I didn't understand things that were going on. And I think that
the divergent people,
watching him go through those ticks.
Did you recognize Tate in it?
Yes.
Yeah. Me too.
And I also, it made me very sad.
Yeah.
It made me very sad.
Because Tate's very ticky at the moment.
Yeah, so Tate has some tics that...
verbal and physical.
Yeah, that you can't, like, you get very annoyed and very angry about because you can't stop them and because he doesn't
especially
listen to you.
Fucking 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Which is what he's been doing. He's just staying up and doing this verbal tic over, and it's like every few seconds. So it's very...
And I would say it's probably the worst set of tics that he's ever had.
Yeah.
So... watching, I didn't want to say anything. I've not said anything about it on social media. We've not mentioned it on here. We didn't do anything on our Buy Me a Coffee page or anything. But I just felt very sad and very close to that situation after seeing him. And I thought he was incredibly brave for doing that, but he needs to take some time off.
Oh, for sure. It's stress. It's stress that makes it worse.
Well, yeah, I think it's stress, but also it's just him. It's just his genetic makeup. It's just what he does. I've never seen him tick as badly before that. I didn't understand.
Do you know
that
who else ticks? Billie Eilish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's on the spectrum as well.
Okay.
And she often does it on stage and some people don't see it. But when you're with it so close, you see it more clearly. It's like when we walk around the supermarket and we hear a noise, you and I both go, there's another one.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm gonna give Lewis Capaldi a 10 out of 10 because
He tried and he was obviously suffering. He was obviously suffering before going on stage and he still tried to do it.
And this isn't... a kind of situation of just some nerves and you'll get through it. This is knowing that you're possibly going to have these tics in front of multiple thousands
of people.
And
your old self people.
Yeah, exactly.
Will be going, what the fuck's wrong with him?
Well, I don't think So I'm being a bit hard on myself. Maybe I wouldn't have been like that.
No, you
fully
wouldn't.
But I think that he's
just
got,
you go, your heart goes out to him more now because of time.
Oh yeah, totally. And I think that I've made it a point to go and look at his social media and look at all the comments that people have said to the reaction of him saying, well, actually I'm gonna quit for a little bit of time. And what I would say is I've not seen one bad comment.
No, because he's so likable though, babe,
and I think
well.
his fan base is like I've never seen a fan base before. So what he has to realize is that there isn't any stress or worry about making music. Because I read into it that there was like a second album that he had to turn around, which potentially could fuel his anxiety and his tics, right? Mm. And he doesn't have to do that because he's got such a loyal fan base that they will stick with him because of him. Why is your throat doing that at these sensitive times, Saffron?
No, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Hold on.
Am I gonna die?
No,
am I gonna
right.
die, Darren?
It's from my doctors.
Is it saying 40 plus health check?
Hold on. No, I've ignored that one before. So a 10 out of 10 for Lewis Capaldi. Anyway, I don't want to dwell on it too much. And maybe in coming weeks, we'll talk more about Ticks with Tate. But yeah, 10 out of 10.
Elton John. These amazing guests coming on.
Okay. No. This is where everything gets a bit interesting. So I'm not going to call her by her real, her full name. I have a friend called Becky, who probably will be listening to this podcast. Okay? Now, this all starts, let me adjust my chair and get into story time. This all starts before Elton John comes on. So we are sat there on the Sunday evening, getting ready to get into Elton John like loads of other people are. Now, I have lots of friends that work in the live event industry.
Wanker.
What? I'm a wanker. You're a wanker. And I put something on my Facebook which said, really looking forward to seeing Elton John. Yeah? I wonder who his guests are going to be. Comment below. And my friend Becky from Bristol sent me a cheeky little messenger. Now, my friend Becky is in the live event industry and her husband is too. And I've worked with both of them. They're both awesome people for many years. Haven't seen them for ages. And literally, I haven't spoken to Becky for ages as well. My messenger came alight. Ding! Hi, Neil. I've got some news for you. Hi, Bex. What? Check out this photo. Her husband was side of stage behind Elton John. Amazing. I've got some news for you, Neil. I know who the special guests are. Awesome. This sounds like something I can bet on with Saf without telling her. So, Saf. I know who the two special guests are going to be. Really, Neil? Who are they then? 100%. I'll bet my house on it. I bet my house on it. So my portion of the house on it. Yes, Saffron? And you went, who are they? And I went, you won't believe it. It's Britney Spears and Dua Lipa.
Shit my pants.
You said what? Is it Britney Spears for definite? I said, fucking, listen, Becky has contacted me. Her husband is at the side of the stage. Look at this picture. Bet you 100%. And you're like, no, fuck that. I'll take that bet. But I'm going to lose my shit if it's Britney Spears.
It was worth the bet.
Yeah. I was like, no way is it not. Because look, there's a picture. This is where he is. Right. That's Elton John's shoulders. He's right behind him, effectively. He's there. He's been at Glastow. He knows who it's going to be. Dua Lipa's going to end the set. Britney Spears is going to be in it. She's definitely there. So I'm confident as.
I told friends.
You then went and told friends. I then went and told friends.
My friends watched the set when they didn't really want to watch the set.
My friend had to be at work at 3 o'clock in the morning. But because
you'd said Britney Spears
and Dua Lipa were on, he went, I'll stay up.
Fucking hell.
So we were, I mean, Alton was amazing.
I mean, yeah, so regardless. So
let's go through the set, right?
Fantastic.
I saw Tracy Thorn from Everything But The Girl send a tweet out saying, it makes you sick at how many hits
so
in
many
a row
songs.
That you have. I mean, but so many hits, not just songs, yeah. Hits. Like Benny and the Jets, Rocket Man. I mean, I'm not a massive Elton John fan, but he's just incredible. He's incredible, and they're great. They are
and
great
Piers
songs.
Morgan was like, "Oh, is he reading the lyrics off a sheet? Can he not remember them?"
Fuck off, Piers
and
Morgan.
And I was like, "Piers Morgan, you need a fucking teleprompter to let you know whether it's morning or fucking afternoon."
Exactly. He's written so many songs. How,
no
I
wonder
can fucking
he's
remember
60
them all.
Odd. He's Who? Isn't he 70 odd?
Who?
Alton John's like 70, isn't he?
He's late 70s, if not 80.
Yeah, and yes, he needs a bloody prompt card. He's got about 500 million songs.
Exactly. Fucking course he does. Let me just have a look at his age. Hey, fact fans, he's 76 years old.
Well, marvellous.
So, went
he's
through.
He's not dead.
Oh, please don't. Please don't. So we're going through the set. First guest comes out. I'm like, Saf, here we go. Actually, maybe not Saf.
No,
maybe
be
not.
Somebody lower.
Yeah, low key. That guy from Gabriel's
yeah,
or something
was,
came out.
He was
out.
Very good. He was
all right.
But it wasn't
He was
Britney.
All right. Anyway, went through that. Then I'd like to introduce you to a massive star.
Kiki D!
No. To a massive star that I've played on my radio show. Sean someone, was it? Was it? And I was like, he was quite good. He was quite
it's
good.
Not Britney.
But he was quite good. It is a TikTok song, wasn't it? That one. Then brings on someone to do...
Don't Break My Heart. Kiki
yeah.
D.
Not Kiki D. It was another artist. Again, I'm sure great in her own right, but an Elton's very good at bringing artists through as well, isn't he?
Yeah, love that. That's great.
He's really good.
Yeah, it was fine. It was good. It was all
yeah,
cracking.
It was all cracking.
Doesn't matter because we're going to at least get Dua Lipa.
Yeah, here we go. The two. So here comes, and here is, I'm going to play this song with Dua Lipa.
No, he didn't.
But she's not here.
Didn't even say her name. He said the person that sang on this record isn't here.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
He didn't even say her name.
The person that sang on this record isn't here.
Yeah.
And we thought, you, Dua Lipa.
What are you doing?
How do you not turn up for this?
What's more important?
What
could you possibly...
She got a family christening?
She had family round.
She had family round.
She was cooking for her family.
She was cooking for her family.
Yeah. So she didn't turn up.
Out. That's not the...
That is true.
Okay. She was cooking for her family.
Yeah.
Tell you what, get your ass over there and get fucking Deliveroo in.
I know, right? Glastonbury.
Elton John,
main
biggest
stage.
Crowd, best headline act, probably.
Who?
I don't know, since McCartney.
Does she think she is?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Unless there's a behind story we don't know about, but I wouldn't ask you that because you won't know.
Oh, no, don't ask me. I've got nobody that's got any good intel. Don't ask me ever again. Oh, sorry, Becky. Do you know if... Right, okay, so we go past that. Doesn't matter though, does it?
No, because Britney's coming on. Oh,
because
100%.
100% Britney is coming
and
on.
It will smash
and by
everything
way,
out
by
the
way,
water.
I mean, if I could, I'm just going to have a look at if I can actually mention.
What was going on in your messages?
Let me have a look in my messages.
Like when Dua Lipa...
I've just seen the last one, which is brilliant. So let me just go back through my messages. She also did say that Remy Malek?
The guy from the Queen.
The Freddie Mercury thing
no,
was there.
No, I think she meant...
Taron Egerton was there.
Yeah. But there's reason why he wasn't there and I can't say that. I know some intel about that.
About who?
About
Remy.
Taron.
But he was there.
Yeah, but I know some really big intel
okay,
on him.
Okay, I'm just going mute.
So,
okay, yeah. Not that big.
Really?
Yeah, no, who cares? Okay, so I get, I'm still invested in Beck's story by now. And I'm like, okay, nice, nice. And she's like,
did you not put Where's Dua Lipa to or anything like that?
I don't know. I don't know if this is before Dua Lipa, but I'm like, bring on Britney. Oh, Brad. No, no. She's like, bring on Britney. Come on. And I'm like, internet will lose its shit. Brandon Flowers came on at this point because she says Brandon Flowers has a lot of teeth. And I went like, so many teeth. Hilariously, she went, I don't know if I'm meant to read this out. Sorry, Bex, but... it is funny. One really big tooth that goes all the way across. She says,
"Becky's funny."
Yeah, Becky is funny actually. So I'm like, so we just hit Dua Lipa in the chat now, right? So 25th of June at 22:38. No Dua, I put. No, sad times. She puts. I put. I think no Britney too. And now I'm starting to shit myself at home. She is there, says Bex. I put, okay. to what she does afterwards, go, maybe now not. I'll be sad. I should have gone to bed 2 hours ago, is what she said. And I'm like, okay. I'm fucking furious. She is turning. The girl is turning. So anyway, so I've got fucking money on with this. I'm going to feature you in the next podcast. No, 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 don't do that. She then sends me a screenshot of what.
Anybody get a photo of Britney backstage?
No,
she wasn't there at all.
There's no. There's a. Then I go. Oh, but she doesn't seem to be there, and she's like, he's fucking useless. And I'm like, this, I've been strung along.
Is this what you meant about an argument? They had an argument.
Well, I think they have, yeah. Let me just go.
It's useless.
So at the end, well, I can only apologise. My sources are shite. # mortified. And I'm like, I've lost the fucking house. I've lost the... You're mortified, Bex. I've lost the house.
I've got a solicitor coming around this afternoon.
Exactly. But... yeah, where was Britney?
Oh no. Sometimes.
Where was Britney?
I would have loved to have seen Britney because there's so many rumours going around and all that. It'd be really great to see her like really smash it on a stage. Oh, there we go.
Right, well, that's our weekly sit down and therapy session done for this
week.
Don't
stretch too hard because, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
But that's over 50, is it? Or is it? It's over 50.
Oh, have you got 2 years yet before you have to worry about it?
I've got 2 years where I can stub my toe, stretch, fall on the floor.
Have a frog in your throat.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds bad. I'd watch out for that one, to be honest. That'd be dark if this comes out and something's happened.
Stop it now.
Okay.
Cross my head.
See you later. See you on episode, what's next?
No, 19.
Yes. 19. Get ready for that one.